The West Bank is going to be divided into something like 13 cantons. You can't get from one to another. And Jerusalem is taken completely from the West Bank. When the wall will be finished, Jerusalem will be cut from the West Bank. This will disconnect minimum of 70,000 people from their families and from their work and from their normal life, because Jerusalem is their center of life.
Miss Al-Araj, who lives in the village of Al-Walaja, says that Israel's goal is to use the wall to annex Jerusalem and the surrounding villages, using expropriations and extraordinary economic pressures to replace Palestinians with a Jewish population. And
they will decrease the number of Arabs in Jerusalem. Now they are 35%. They will become something like 20, which is the percentage of the Arabs in Israel as well. So they will do anything in the world not to exceed that number, because they want to keep the Jewish state, democratic Jewish state.
In the 1990s, Israel passed a law, she says, to prevent anyone holding a Jerusalem ID from living outside of Jerusalem. Since then, Israel changed the map of Jerusalem to exclude most areas inhabited by Palestinians. The policy is having a devastating impact for Shireen Al-Araj and her village.
Half of my village is already annexed to West Jerusalem, only the land though, not the people. Which means that if I want to build a house, I have to go to the municipality of Jerusalem. But if I want a passport or any kind of document, I have to go to the Palestinian Authority, which makes me living illegally in my house. And they can throw me anytime. We've been in court for years now. I mean, we're the only Palestinians there. Everybody else is Israeli, and we have to prove for them that we live there and we have the right to live there. I mean, the wall idea and the separation and all this controlling land is to serve the original Zionist idea, which is people without land to a land without people. When they found out that there are people and this land is not empty, they sort of modified it. As much land as possible with as less people as possible, and that's what's happening right now.
The village of Al-Walaja is situated on the Green Line. In 1948, hearing of the massacre of Deir Yassin and of Zionist bombings in nearby villages, many residents left. Those who stayed were soon expelled. Thousands still stay in refugee camps elsewhere, but Shireen's grandmother could not bear to live away from her land. The family soon returned and dwelled in a cave for 14 years. In 1960, they rebuilt a house nearby. But now, even though Al-Walaja is part of Jerusalem, Shireen says,
my house will be in the West Bank. The wall will be sealing our village, and there will be a gate at the entrance. And this gate will be a soldier's. I have to show my ID. And since my ID doesn't say Walaja on it, I'm not allowed in. I'm losing my house. Same things happened to my father 50 years ago. It's happening to me again, and I can't do anything.
So, as the houses of her village are being demolished in front of her eyes, to build a wall which has been declared illegal by the International Court of Justice in The Hague, as mainstream media shows images of Israeli settlers being removed from lands which they did not own, Miss Al-Araj knows in her heart who can bring peace and justice to her country.
The most powerful people among this whole conflict is the Americans, and they are the one who knows very little about what's going on there. Only you can do it. Your money is playing a huge role. Your government is playing a huge role. And Israel without America is nothing. It's just another country.
For the WBAI Sunday News, this is Fred Nguyen in New Brunswick, New Jersey.